Reed, first off, thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to be talking about Rock the Rescue that is going to be coming up on October 16th at Bo's Bar and Stage in Red Deer. But first off, I would love for you to tell us a bit more about the Reed Salmon Foundation, because you are going to be a part of presenting this really wonderful evening with Fostering Hope Animal Rescue.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Me and Fostering Hope, we've done a lot of work alongside each other, and it was getting to the point after raising a certain amount of funds that I decided it would probably be beneficial to open my own foundation. So following that, we decided that we were going to do a gala to start. The idea was to do a gala, a co-hosted gala, but we found it would be a little more, you know, do something different and do a Rock the Rescue event where it was just like a benefit concert with some notable bands.
Amazing. So the Reed Salmon Foundation, you are helping animals and you're helping the community in many different ways. So how did you start the Reed Salmon Foundation as well, and kind of tell us your mission behind it?
So it started originally in 2022. The foundation didn't, but like my rescue efforts did. It started just honestly, I was in Sylvan Lake, and I've always been a big supporter of animal welfare. My animals are like my children, so I've always just wanted to support that in some way. And I thought, you know, with the music and everything, if I could host a benefit concert and every now and again and donate the funds to a local rescue, I thought that would be a nice thing to do. And so I did in 2022 in Sylvan Lake. We did a benefit concert. Me and a friend, we did an acoustic set, and we raised $1,700 at that first one there. Yeah, it was cool. It was a good turnout. We chose Saving Grace Animal Rescue Society as our rescue to donate to following the event. A couple weeks later, after the event, when I went in there in 2022 to deliver the check, it was my first time actually being inside a rescue, one that specifically deals mostly with dogs from the reserves. I kind of had an idea about the res dog crisis, but I didn't really know how bad it was. So after seeing it firsthand, that was kind of the moment I decided that it was going to be more than just raising money. I couldn't even sleep at night knowing the things that I was told. So, yeah, I started raising more and more money. I did a couple Christmas charity drives that following winter and Facebook fundraisers, things like that. Did a couple more benefit concerts just myself. Yeah, then in 2024, January, there was a cold snap that we had through January. It was like minus 40 to 50 with the wind chills. And I couldn't even sleep at night knowing about all the animals that were going to freeze to death that night on the reserve. So I rounded up a Facebook fundraiser and we ended up doing $9,000 in 3 days. And I think we ended up buying 1,900 straw bales. Wow. And yeah, in those 3 days, we were just back and forth, loads after loads. I think there was four or five trailers going to three different communities. And that's kind of what kicked it off. And that was the first time I was ever actually on the ground and got to see firsthand how bad the conditions were for these animals on the reserves. That's kind of where it kicked off. And I think I'm in deep now. And I think this is what I'll be doing for the rest of my life.
Well, I know the animals appreciate it. And I know the communities appreciate it as well. So when people are donating money to the Reed Salmon Foundation or any sort of foundation that does support animals, where exactly does their money go?
It goes to vetting, foods, fosters. It goes to all their, you know, spay neuter shots. For me and my projects, I have, for example, with the forest fires that we had all summer, there were so many communities that were being evacuated by these fires and the animals were just left there. It's like unbelievable. And a lot of the times, I mean, it depends who you ask, but the people that were evacuated, they had no way to bring their animals because they were in hotels and stuff. So they were left there. And then, you know, rescues are scrambling, trying to get up there and get the animals out. So throughout the fires, throughout all summer, I was just constantly raising money and sending it to the frontline workers in northern Saskatchewan and the rescues that were bringing in injured animals. So with my foundation specifically, it's a combination of frontline work that I do myself, the straw bale deliveries to the reserves in the winter, vetting for many rescues. I send money to rescues in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Alberta to cover vetting and stuff. You're always seeing posts for cries for help, like, you know, this animal's going to be euthanized unless we get it the help it needs. And I spend a lot of time raising money for them and doing what I can. And then the rescues themselves, like, you know, a lot of them are foster-based rescues. So that means that when they bring animals in, they try as quickly to get them vetted and get them out into a foster home as possible. Because when you're keeping a pile of animals in a facility, there's the risk of disease and you know, dog attacks and things like that. It's just never ending. There's not a lot of government funding, you know, like rescues, they can apply for grants and stuff, but they don't get the funding they need, especially for the magnitude of this crisis.
For sure. I've definitely seen those posts asking for certain amounts of money or, you know, certain pieces of equipment that they may need or certain supplies they may need for their shelter. So what you're doing is super important. And I know everyone that you support really appreciates your support. Now, for this Rock the Rescue, it is in support of Fostering Hope Animal Rescue. And I know Jasmine wanted to be here today, but she got a bit tied up. I know I will be talking with her in the future for sure, more about what they're up to. But tell us a bit more about Fostering Hope Animal Rescue and why you decided to support them for this one.
Me and Jasmine, we became friends during that 2024 rescue mission that I kind of led with the straw bales. Basically, in a nutshell, I put out a post on Facebook, like a cry for help, like there is going to be hundreds to thousands of animals freezing to death tonight. We need to do whatever we can to save as many as we can. We know that we will never save them all, but you know, it's that thing with the rescue mindset, like you have to try. You know you're not going to save them all, but you got to get the ones that you can. Even if you save 100 lives, you know, that's worth something. We always say, we know we can't change the world, but you're going to change the world for that one animal, and that makes it worth the while for us. And so anyway, Fostering Hope, they basically reached out to me and said, hey, you can't just go out to these communities on your own. Who are you teaming up with? Like, what rescue? And I'm like, I'm not. I don't have a rescue, but I'm going. Like, I'm doing this with or without permission. There's animals that need help, like yesterday, and we got to get out there. So they said, we'll meet you out there. We'll meet you out on a community west of Rocky Mountain House. And I met them out there, and Fostering Hope, they got the fire department on board to help it with all their volunteers. And it was really awesome, them joining us and helping out with all of that. That's where I met Jasmine the first time. I brought a few of my buddies that volunteered their time. This was even before the foundation. I didn't have the foundation yet. This was just kind of a solo thing I was doing. We became friends throughout that. After that, we just kind of started going out together to these communities, and we went to another community west of Calgary following winter and talk shop, and I've sent her money. She's helped me out with placements with animals that I've had, and it's just kind of become a thing now. And I'm also really close with Saving Grace and their facility as well, and have done some work with them. But yeah, Fostering Hope, one day we were on our way out to a community, and we just got talking and about doing a gala, because they haven't had one. They're going on their 5-year anniversary, and this is my first year, so we thought it would be a cool thing to kind of celebrate together.
For sure. And as a very talented country rockin' artist yourself, it made sense for you to have a Rock the Rescue kind of event. So let's jump right on into that. So everybody's got to clear their calendars for October 16th at 6 p.m. Everyone's got to cancel their Netflix and dust off their dancing shoes, because this event is happening. So tell us a bit more about Rock the Rescue.
Yeah. So Jasmine came up with the name, actually. I was like, that's perfect. That's a great name, right? My first thought was, you know what? How cool would it be to get Faber Drive out here? Because me and Dave Faber are good buddies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how cool would that be to get Dave out here and get Faber Drive? Like, I know so many people in the area my age that, you know, I was listening to Faber Drive at my middle school dance. So it's such a cool full circle moment, right? And I'm like, that would be so cool. So I asked Dave, and, you know, he passed it along to his manager, and they said, absolutely. They even gave us a discount on bringing them out for a donation to the event. Yeah, I just thought it'd be something cool, you know, especially like country's super in right now, but like I grew up as a rock kid, and I thought it'd be cool, especially at Bo's Bar on Stage, where they, you know, they bring a lot of notable Canadian rock acts through. And I just thought it would be a perfect venue for it. Sealed the deal. I got a couple of my other musician friends from the area that are really talented rock artists to be the main opening band. I'm going to open the show with an acoustic set, and then they're going to follow me, and then Faber Drive will cap it off.
Yeah, there's going to be live music, there will be food and drinks, and there's going to be a silent auction. So tell us a bit about that.
So the silent auction is basically people will donate items for free, and then we will put a price tag on them for what they're worth, and people will, I think that's how it works.
Yeah,
that's more of a Jasmine question, I think. But yeah, there's a, you know, we put a value on it, and then people just bid. They bid for the items, and then highest bidder takes the item home. They give us their money, and then every penny from the silent auction goes to the charities. And since me and Jasmine are co-hosting this event, I think the deal was we were going to split the fundraising money straight down the middle for each organization. She will put it to Fostering Hope and continue doing the awesome work that they do. And then I'm going to put it towards mine for the winter rescue mission, as well as I'm going to start tucking away some funds for a documentary.
Oh.
And yeah, it's going to be a very raw, very explicit documentary that most streaming services probably wouldn't allow, but it's exactly what we need for the world to see. Otherwise, they won't actually see the severity of it.
my family's adopted two dogs already. We have taken in these dogs to be rescued, and we love them so much. And we've heard the stories of where they came from, and we're like, holy cow, this can't keep happening. Like, people need to have their eyes opened. I fully agree with you. So this is such a special night. It's a very important night. There's also going to be a 50-50 and a crowd full of really awesome humans who do care about animals as much as you do. And every ticket sold, you wrote this, I did not, or Fostering Hope Animal Rescue posted this. More tails wagging, bellies fed, and second chances for animals in need. That is what Rock the Rescue is all about. So I recommend everybody gets their tickets and heads out to Bose Bar and Stage in Red Deer on October 16th. Reed, thank you so much for joining me today. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about when it comes to Rock the Rescue or the Reed Salmon Foundation?
I think you nailed it. Clear your calendar for October 16th, and it's going to be a night you don't want to miss. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's for a great cause. And you know, that we're going to keep the speeches limited, I think, for this one. We want to keep the energy up. We don't want to depress everyone that night. So, you know, there'll be a couple things I think we'll touch on. Just, you know, I think that was the goal. We don't want to bring the mood down, especially at a rock event. So, but yeah, it's going to be great. I hope to see a lot of faces. I hope we sell out.